Fourth duty, fidelity. Fidelity. The way Al-Ghazali talks about this is loyalty and sincerity, but I think of it as fidelity. This is kind of a long-term duty, fidelity. The duty to just keep going with the friendship. And this is a key duty. It's a key duty. Friendships take years to develop. They take years to deepen, and they take years to mature. I was talking, I can't remember where it was in a group one time. Someone came up with the image of a friendship is like an oak tree. Yeah? An oak tree takes years to reach maturity. And that's how you have to view friendship, and particularly how you have to view spiritual friendship. And you're only going to develop it if you maintain fidelity towards the friend. This is an especially important duty when difficulties arise and when your friend is no longer useful or pleasurable to you. Maintain the friendship, maintain fidelity towards them. It's so easy at that time just to sort of kind of cool to your friend and go off somewhere else and go and find another acquaintance. Well, if you do that, your friendships will remain superficial. Maintain fidelity. My experience is that when friendships have gone through a few phases like this, when they've been actually quite difficult and you've had quite a few things to sort out with your friend, and you've come through that, and your friendship is still intact, and actually it's deepened as a result of it, that's when the friendship really begins to develop. Because there's a lot of trust that's there. You know that even if things get tough, the friendship will survive. And not only that, but something positive will come of it. So actually, you need to view this as like a positive trial. So they're things to sort of just get on with and maintain the fidelity towards the friendship. Another aspect of this one is, well, bear your friends in mind when you're apart from them. When you're here on this retreat, keep in the back of your mind your friends at home. When they're away from you, keep them in mind. Ultimately, if you developed a really strong friendship, then in a sense you'd maintain your friendship, your fidelity with them, even when death separates you. If they die, you'd still keep them in mind at that point. The friendship would, as it were, transcend death in that way. Okay. So those are four specific duties drawn from that book. The material duty, i.e. material generosity, service, generosity with regard to action, forgiveness, and fidelity. There are four others. If you want to sort of look at that, find yourself a copy of it and have a look at it. It's a very, very interesting book.